It was once upon a Christmas, and Santa Claus had just finished another very successful trip around the world delivering Christmas presents to all the good little boys and girls. All the elves were giddy from the excitement of the big night. They were dancing and singing and making milk toasts. Santa raised his glass of milk, proud as could be, and said, "We've had another very successful year," when all of a sudden, and quite out of nowhere, the most curious thing happened. A tiny creature crawled out from Santa's big red bag. He was the cutest little thing, a laughing and cooing human baby. A human? Thought Santa. You see, what Santa didn't know was that a little baby had crawled into his big red sack when he was delivering presents at the orphanage, and the baby was carried all over the world. Santa knew that someone needed to care for that baby and asked a very kindly, loving elf. Papa Elf took in the baby and raised him as his very own. Papa Elf called him Buddy, his little buddy. But little Buddy grew up to be big, very big. He grew too big for his pointy shoes, and grew too big for his pointy hat, and grew too big for his pointy house. Oh, Buddy tried to fit in. Oh, how he tried. But when all the L's etched, Buddy couldn't. His hands were too big for the etchers. And when all the elves whittled, Buddy couldn't. His hands were too big for the whittlers. And when all the elves tinkered, Buddy couldn't. His hands were too big for the tinkers. But the elves loved Buddy and his big Christmas spirit. He had the biggest voice in the choir and always carried the most candy canes. They even loved that he had a 100 mile per hour slap shot. Well, except for the elves on the opposing hockey team. And they loved that he could reach the very top of the biggest Christmas trees to place the stars on top. The elves all agreed, Buddy sure is special. But Buddy didn't want to be special. He wanted to be like the other elves. He stared at the elves in Santa's workshop as they etched with their etchers, whittled with their whittlers, tinkered with their tinkers, and he just felt plain sad. He didn't think that he would ever fit in. He needed some Buddy time. So he walked and he walked through all the seven levels of the candy cane forest and all through the sea of whirly twirly gumdrops. He didn't like being different. He wondered, will I ever be like other elves? And when he finally got back home, cold and shivering, Papa Elf was waiting for him. Papa got Buddy a blanket, gave him a warm glass of milk, and sat him down on his knee. Papa was worried about his little Buddy. What's wrong, Buddy? Asked Papa. Buddy shook his head ashamed. Oh, Papa, I'm not like the others. I try and I try, but it's just no good. I'm not an elf at all. No? Asked Papa. No, I'm... Buddy looked so ashamed. I'm different. Papa Elf put his arms around Buddy. Well, sort of. His arms didn't reach all the way around. Being different isn't a reason to be sad, said his papa. It's not? No. Everyone is different. That's what makes us all special. But I don't want to be special. I don't want to be... human, Buddy said, standing up and spilling his warm milk. I want to be like you. I want to be an elf. Papa smiled and said, but Buddy, you are an elf. Buddy stared at his papa wide-eyed. I am? Of course you are, Buddy. You see, you don't have to be small to be an elf. Being an elf is in your heart. It means you sing the loudest, you carry the most candy canes, and you have a great slapshot. Being an elf means treating every day like Christmas, just like you. Wow, so I really am an elf? Buddy, Papa Elf said, you're the biggest elf of us all. And so, that Christmas, Buddy sang the loudest, carried the most candy canes, and slapped the most slap shots. He loved that Christmas more than ever. And he put the very biggest star on top of the biggest, tallest tree. Because little Buddy was truly special. He was the biggest elf of them all.